The GCSE results are out. Some of you'll already have them. Some of you'll be afraid to ask. Some of you'll be queuing up to have a look. Let me speak to Nicola Green, who's a manager with Parentline. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Nicola. Very well indeed. And GCSE's important days. It's the first time you feel big, isn't it? You feel as if you've grown up when you get your GCSE results, even though you are, and I don't want to sound like an old fella here, but you are but a child. But you're a very mature child, and it's a big step, and it can dictate which path you take in terms of your future. What's your advice to a child or a family listening at the moment where GCSEs are the only thing that's been talked about this morning?
I would say to any parent and child to allow your initial reaction to process, because it's normal. You know, you're all in this together. Every parent's going to be thinking the same thing getting in there. Every child's going to be thinking the same thing when they open that envelope or if they're going into school to get it. So allow your initial reaction to process. Parents, stay calm. Our children are resilient. You know, this is a part of the process. We all went through it, and building the resilience, because like you said, Frank, this is the start of their future. So this kind of stuff's going to come through time and time again, whether you decide to go down the academic route. You're going to be faced with your ASs, your A-levels. If you go on to do your degree in university, you're always going to face this for the results day. So initial reaction is important, and try and stay calm would probably be the biggest one.
At the very basic level, is it still hugely important to get a GCSE in English and maths, because most people tend to ask for that whenever there's a job on offer? So those who have struggled with maths and who aren't going to make the grade today, is that a big setback, or is that something that can easily be countered sometime in the near future?
I think it can be. Yes, everyone has a criteria. You have to have a criteria to get into the next level. So it's important to suppose that that's there, so everyone has a benchmark. But GCSE maths and English, if you can get it, well done. But there's different routes. I mean, you can go back and repeat, or you can do the equivalent of the essential skills. So if parents know where to go and find that stuff, know who to call, have that in your backup plan. But by no means is it the end of the world. There's always a different route. So yes, it can be an important qualification initially, but if you didn't get it first time round, you'll get it again. Just don't give up.
So the creme de la creme of students today will be getting a mix of A stars and A's, and there'll be some child on the news tonight who got 11 or 12 A stars, and will be thinking, this is a young genius. This is someone who's worked so hard and who can master every topic. And then there'll be other kids who'll feel disappointed because they got like 10 A stars and an A. They'll wonder why they didn't get the final A star. Children can be very hard on themselves, can't they? Whereas there'll be other kids who maybe will get, you know, 5 or 6 C stars and think, you know, I did actually quite well. I did better than I thought I was going to do. It's incredibly important to be aware of your achievement as opposed to despairing with your failure.
Absolutely. Academic success is wonderful if that's the route that you choose to go down, but it's not the only route to success. If you're that child who's academically smart and you can get all your A stars and your A's, well done you. You've found your strength. If you're that child that's the average C student, that's okay, you've passed. You'll have strength somewhere else. Maybe you didn't try as hard as you should have, but it's by no means the end of your dreams. We all can take different paths to reach our final goal.
Is there any point, however, and maybe Parentline's not the most obvious target in relation to asking the question, maybe the CCEA or whatever would be answering the question more readily, but from a parent's advice perspective, Nicola, is there any point in having a grade that is G or as low as that? You know, if you're telling someone today, I got a G in history in my GCSE, are you not basically saying you just never went to class and you never opened a book?
It could be that, or I guess it goes back to the start of it, where everyone needs to get a grade regardless of what it is, and it doesn't mean that you weren't good in that class. It could have just mean that you didn't have an interest in it. You know, it doesn't mean that you weren't good at it. So I think there needs to be a result. You need to know where you are on the scale. And it's not nice knowing that maybe you got a G, but look at that. Did you go to class? were you good at it? Were you interested in it? If you weren't interested in it and you couldn't apply yourself to it, well then, you know, it is what it is. But I think from the way society looks at things, we like to put labels on things, we like to categorise, we like to know where we all are. So I think the way the system is set up, maybe yes, you know, it does need to go down to this is where you are in this scale, but you can improve and you can always improve. But we'd support any parent in having that conversation with them and any child. But unfortunately, it's the economy, it's the way that it's the way that it's brought up, it's the way that the academic criteria is set, you know, it has to be that way.
And they've introduced the C star, so as they've the same number of grades as across the water. We're still working on everything from A star to A to B to C to C star to D to E. Do we have an F? I presume.
I believe we do.
Do we? Yeah, because we know we have a G, but I was wondering, did they drop the F? Because, like, gosh, it's not bad enough getting a G, but my goodness me, what, I got an F.
I know, but that's
for fabulous.
That's it. And G's for good, if you want to look at it that way. You know, it's just a letter.
But you can't do that because that you know, there are exams that I completely bombed out in, and you can't look at F and G and say, oh, pretend it's, you know, F's for fabulous and G's for good. F and G are F's for failure and G is for get out of it, because they're appalling results. There's no point in telling a 16-year-old that there's something acceptable about getting an F or a G. We've got to be honest with them.
Well, you do have to be honest with your child, but it goes back to the reassurance of it. You know, if you got a G in maths, do you struggle with maths? Do you not like maths? You know, there's going to be a reason to why you got that result. It doesn't mean that if you applied yourself that you couldn't look at something better.
This is true. I agree with you. Yeah, and that's why I said, did you go to a class? Did you open a book? If you're prepared to go and sit an exam and get a G in it, then you've got to ask yourself the question, did I do any work whatsoever? As for the C star, there's a suggestion that because they've introduced C star, there may be less A stars. And the A star pupil deserves an incredible pat on the back. I just can't believe that anyone can be A star, because I was always mid-range. I was terrible at times and mid-range at best. To those who get A stars, they're just so smart, so hard-working, so talented. They're amazing kids, aren't they?
They are indeed. Of course they are. And they've worked hard to get there. They've put the pressure on themselves. They've been supported by their parents to get there, the school supporting them. But the thing to be mindful of is that they're not putting too much pressure, because they've set the bar for themselves. So they're always going to be going for that A star. They're always going to be trying to achieve that A. So managing their expectations and their parents' expectations is important, because the next level that you're going to, if it's AS or A level, it gets harder. And it's remembering, yes, you've got through the first round, you're going to the second one, but manage your expectations. So congratulations to all those students that got those, got the A's and the A stars. It's an incredible achievement. Well done.
And well done to someone who may have been in the F or G category this time last year and is now at C star or B and has worked their way up a grade or two through hard graft and application. Mm-hmm. That young person deserves incredible praise.
Oh, absolutely. They're probably the most praised, because they were put down at one stage. You know, their self-esteem was down. They didn't think they could achieve it. And they worked hard and they proved it to themselves primarily. I can do this if I apply myself. That's a wonderful thing. That's a beautiful thing to achieve. And they'll keep climbing. No, that is, it's a wonderful achievement.
How do they receive them today? They can go to the school, they can get a letter. Can they go online to get your GCSEs?
You can log in, you can go into the school, they can be posted out if you want to wait on your postman coming. I don't think anyone will be doing that. Everyone will be going into school to see what everybody else got. So I'm sure a lot of people were off at the crack of dawn this morning waiting outside for the school doors to open.
Oh, gosh, I'm thinking back to my day. I would no more have gone to the school. I waited for the letter to come and then hid in the corner while I looked at the grades. I'd be going in there with fellas like Kieran Rafferty and Fellamy McGuinness, you know, David Flanagan. I remember their names. They were brilliant. They would have been, you know, they would have been beating me hands down. Fellas who've gone on to be very successful, I must say, as well, and who some of I still pass across their paths. you know, they probably laugh when they think, somebody's employing him. How did he ever get a job?
Well, you're successful as well, Frank. That's what I mean. There's many routes to success. It doesn't, today is important, but it's not important for everybody. There is many, many roads to success. Academic is just one of them.
And that's important that children hear that today. And doing A-levels and going to university, okay, a lot of youngsters want to do that, but it can become a cul-de-sac as well. The concept of considering the trade, or indeed considering the apprenticeship, or setting up your own initiative, these are all things that you should keep your ears and your eyes open to. You are very, very young, and you don't have to throw all your eggs into one basket at this moment in time.
Not at all. At 16, my goodness, at 16 you are so young. There's, you've no idea, really. Well, some people might know what they want and some people might not. You know, at 16 you're so young, but education is easy carried. That's what everyone told me when I was younger. Education is easy carried. But, I mean, there's a lot of exams I didn't get, and I went back and I repeated and I worked my way through and I got what I needed to get because of the attitude that I didn't give up. And I think if a lot of children out there have the attitude, they know where they want to be, they'll find a way of getting there. And their parents will help them, the school will help them, you know, society will help them along. As long as it's the right attitude to achieve it, they'll get there.
Absolutely. Fair play to every young person who's spent time working hard. And if you bluffed your whole way through and you failed, well, you've sort of wasted a year. Go back and do it again if that's what you want to do. This time, apply yourself to it. Because some of them are bluffers. There's no doubt. Some of them are. Most of them put in an effort. If you put in an effort and that was the best you could get, fair play to you, because you did the very, very best you could. Full praise to you. And if you're top of the tree, well, you must feel marvellous, absolutely marvellous. Nicola, if people wanted to contact Parentline, can they do that if they needed advice?
They do. Our lines are open from 9 o'clock this morning to 9 at night, and the number is 0808 80 20 400. Please do give us a call. We'd love to chat to anybody what they're going through today. So we're open on Saturdays as well. We're open Monday to Saturday, so please do. Feel free to give us a buzz.
Nicola, thank you indeed. Nicola Green, the manager there with Parentline. Denise has a point to make about the reading of the grades. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Frank. Yes, Frank, I wanted to just make the point that you were commenting on the F's and the G's, and is it worth even mentioning those? It's my understanding nowadays that it's not the grades that get you into your A-levels, your college courses. It's you have to reach a certain amount of points. So every grade from A-star right down to G is worth a certain amount of points. So to get into your A-levels or a college course, you might need X amount of points. And you could be short of those points with your passes, but if you actually count the points that you get with your F or G grade, that could be the extra 2 or 3 points that gets you into your college course or your A-level course for next year. So those grades of F and G can actually be very important as well.
It is. But it's sort of bizarre, that, isn't it? And I have to say, I'm not fully across how it works. I put my hands up to that. And if that is the system, then I understand why an F or a G might be worth something. Say, for instance, worth a point, and you're a point short. Well, my goodness, you achieve what you're setting out to achieve because you've done well in other subjects. Having said that, if you get a G, there's a suggestion there that I think back to a topic that a subject that I never could understand was physics at school, and I did would have been the equivalent of an O level then of physics, and I probably got about 10%, which would have been the equivalent of an F or a G. I would be someone who would be suggesting to those who are looking for a future employee as thick as champ in the world of physics. So it would be bizarre to think that physics could be of any advantage to me to get me to where I want to go. You're being rewarded for being useless, whereas you should be criticised, you should be condemned, you should be ostracised for being as bad as I am at science.
Well, Frank, I'm in your era as well. I also sat O-levels. But I think, you know, it is about most young people will be going for where their A's and B's and C's is where they're going to study next year in college or in A-levels. But the likes of getting an F or a G in physics can still be the extra points that helps them get into whatever their choice of college course is. It might not be anything to do with physics, but at least that physics fail of an F and G still gives them enough points to get into their college course, because it's no longer about A, B's and C's. It is about reaching a certain amount of points that get you into your college course.
Denise, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. So what did you get? Do let us know. 02890-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Are you celebrating this morning? You should be. You really should be, unless you've got a bunch of Fs and Gs. And if you did, and the reason you got those results, you probably know, was down to the fact you never turned up for the classes, you never did any homework, and you did darn all study. That's why you got F's and G's, all of them, right? If you put in a lot of hard work and you ended up with F's and G's, well then, Parent Line is open for you, because there's a suggestion there that academia is really not your bag. And if you did like D's, C's, C stars, B's, you know, the whole way through to the A's or the A stars, you should really be feeling proud of yourself. Well done indeed. 02890-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Tell us what you're up to this
Christina
morning.
Christina Kelly is the deputy head with the Careers Service, and she's available to have a chat. Christina, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So the young people, they're celebrating, maybe they're feeling a bit disappointed. They're certainly beginning to come to terms with what they've received regarding their GCSE results. The moms and dads, the guardians, the grannies and grandas, they're all sort of giving advice, but probably the most important advice of all will come from the like of yourself, Christina. What do you say, first of all, to the youngsters who might be listening?
Well, congratulations to every young person who has received their GCSE results today. You know, it marks the culmination of years of hard work, and it's all now about opening doors that can create life-changing opportunities for every young person today. And what I would say is that there's a vast range of different options, alternative career pathways, and the Department for the Economy's Career Service and careers advisors can help young people and their parents today and guide them onto the next appropriate step on each young person's career pathway. You know, there's a broad range of options. There's something suitable for every young person today.
It's so, as we said in an earlier chat on the programme, it's so much at the start of life, these exams. The kids may think, oh my goodness, I'm all grown up, I'm 16, coming 17 now. But life, it's only getting underway. Academic life's really only getting underway as well. It's the first, in my opinion, it's the first important exam you do, your GCSE. So whenever you have a result today, as you've suggested, there are many avenues before you. Parents need to understand that as well, don't they? It's not about competing with the Joneses up the street.
Indeed, it's not. You know, today is all about building blocks. It's all about taking the next appropriate steps that are unique to every young person. And the Department for the Economy's Career Service, we have a team of professionally qualified careers advisors who can help young people and their parents today explore all of the various different options. We have a dedicated telephone helpline. It's 0300 200 7820. You can also log on to NI Direct and web chat directly with one of our careers advisors, or indeed you can arrange a face-to-face careers guidance interview in one of our office locations right across Northern Ireland. You know, there's options like returning to school to do maybe just purely A-levels, maybe a mixture of A-levels and BTEC qualifications. There's also the option of moving to a different school and undertaking those qualifications there. There's a vast range of options in the 6 further education colleges across Northern Ireland and also at CAFRE. There's the Department for the Economy's Training for Success programme. There are apprenticeships, there are school leaver programmes. Some young people may want to go directly into employment. You know, there's a huge range of options, and there's something there today for every young person. But as you've said, it's about taking the next step that ultimately will lead you to the end destination.
I can't imagine
different ways of doing that.
I can't imagine a child making the choice that I'm about to suggest. But what do you say to this youngster, or indeed to the parents, if they did ask you the question? They've excelled in their GCSEs. They've a whole bunch of A's and A stars, but they want to go into employment. What do you say to that person who doesn't want to continue in academia?
It's really up to every individual. You know, that is part of the careers advice that we provide. Our advice is completely impartial, and it's really down to personal choice. But what I would say is that every young person needs to very carefully explore all of their options, because careful career planning now will pay off huge dividends in the future. So it's about making an informed decision.
What would you not say to them? But would you not say to a young person who has really good results in GCSEs, you must go and do A-levels? You're a fool if you don't go and do A-levels.
That is not the advice that we would give at all, Frank, because our advice is completely impartial and we follow a code of ethics. Our advice is not about telling anybody what to do. It's about sitting and having a professional careers guidance interview with that young person. It's about exploring with them their knowledge of the various different options, their knowledge of careers, their knowledge of the labour market. It's about discussing with them choices and consequences, and we will lay all of that out and explore all of that with the young person, and then ultimately it is their decision.
Because it's a critical decision, isn't it? The choosing what you do over the next 2, 3, 4 or 5 years. So many people have gone down the academic route and they're now unemployed, and they've seen people who've chosen the apprentices or the trades who are earning handsome money, and they think, you didn't do as well as me at school, but you're earning far more money than me. You're in regular employment. That's irritating for an unemployed graduate, isn't it?
Well, as I said, it's all about choices and consequences. It's about making sure that any decision that you make today is an informed decision. And also it's about taking decisions on your next steps that suit you, you know, and that fulfill you and that you're happy and contented doing. You know, returning to A-levels isn't for everybody, but there's alternative options, as I say, and indeed there's A-levels at the further education colleges, but there's also a vast range of BTEC qualifications and NVQs. The apprenticeship route, for example, is employment from day one, where you're working with an employer, but you're also gaining qualifications. So it's about exploring all of those different options and making an informed decision about what is right for you as an individual.
Well done to everyone who put in the effort and received a grade today. I emphasise that, who put in the effort. Doesn't matter what the grade is, but if you put in the effort, the book's open, you are trying your best, and you've received a grade today, I say congratulations to you. I'm reticent, however, about congratulating people who haven't tried. What do you say to those people?
Well, I don't think, you know, really that's a helpful discussion to have today. You know, our young people have been working for years, 2 years' work for their GCSEs. You know, what we need to focus on today is where are you at now and where do you want to go?
Yeah, but what about the kids who didn't do a hand's turn? What do you say to the bluffers and the shysters who did nothing and who could have done more over the last 2 years?
Well, I mean, then that's not really a discussion that we would get into. Our focus is about helping every young person today, regardless of what they have achieved. You know, everybody's life circumstances and their situation is different. And who am I to know, or you to know, what the circumstances are around how young people have studied or what has gone on in their life over the last 2 years? The focus of today is about where are you now? where is it that you want to go, and we will provide that impartial, professional careers guidance and try and help every young person, you know, get on to the next step that ultimately is going to get them to the destination of their choice.
I accept what you're saying. You know, who are we to know what the circumstances are? But we also have to factor in that there are some kids who are lazy and they simply won't do the work that the teachers set them to do. They won't put in the effort, and they're now looking at their GCSE results and they've completely flopped because they didn't put in any effort. So do the careers advisors not say to them, you know, have another go at it and this time try harder?
Well, I mean, certainly repeating may be an option for any young person today, but again, that is down to individual choice. And, you know, all of us, Frank, we all have different learning styles, and maybe academia isn't for everyone. Maybe an alternative pathway may be the more vocational route. Maybe those same young people would thrive in an apprenticeship or undertaking an NVQ. You know, it's about exploring with every young person their talents, their strengths, what motivates them.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all different. Everybody's unique.
I agree with you, but they might also be darned lazy if they ended up in an apprenticeship as well. There are some kids who won't try. So I'm just wondering what the advice is to those. Not the ones who are disadvantaged, not the ones who have the panic attacks, not the ones who are facing some sort of disadvantage or illness. I'm talking about lazy kids who won't put in the effort. I went to school with them, I'm sure you went to school with them, and I'm sure there are some up and down our streets. So do they not need to be told to get the finger out?
Well, that is not our job, Frank. We don't tell anybody anything. Our approach is about understanding every young person, exploring with them their current position today, where they're at, and ultimately what it is that they want to achieve in life. And we will do our very best to guide them on the next appropriate step for each and every individual, and we will also talk to parents, and you know, we're there to encourage them, to motivate them, to outline all of their different options. And again, it's about pointing out for every different options, you know, what it means for them, and it's about choices and consequences. You know, if you choose this option, what this means, you know, how you're going to be assessed, what the work is involved. If you choose a different option, how that varies. You know, for example, if it's an apprenticeship, you're out in the real world, it's a job, you're working with an employer, you're gaining industry skills, but you're also working towards a qualification. If you go back to school to do A-levels, that's a purely academic route. You know, if you didn't enjoy that in the past, or you didn't feel motivated, or it didn't suit your personality and your learning style, you know, these are the alternative different options, and we will support and guide each young person in choosing the right next step for them.
It sounds like excellent advice. Seriously, the way you describe it, that you have all bases covered, and there are, as you say, there's a website, there's a telephone number, and for many people, making contact with the career service today is going to be important. You did mention a telephone number quite early in the conversation. I see people asking for it again. What was that number, please, Christine?
Yes, it's 0300 200 7820, and we're open until 7 o'clock tonight, and the same tomorrow. We're open from 9:30 until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. But we also, if you prefer, you can log on to the nidirect.gov.uk website, and you can actually web chat with a careers advisor, or by telephoning that number, you can arrange a face-to-face guidance interview. And we are in 25 different locations right across Northern Ireland. There's also a whole range of different materials and careers interest inventories and different information on the NI Direct website. So the career services, to say, all of our advisors are all professionally qualified. We offer impartial advice. We are independent from the schools. And for most young people today, they already will have received a careers guidance interview from one of our advisors in their school, because we work in partnership with the schools. We go into every school in Northern Ireland throughout the course of the academic year. So, you know, it's a matter of making contact with maybe the careers advisor you've already seen in school, and we can offer that impartial guidance and help you decide on the right next step for you.
Christina, really appreciate your time this morning on a busy, busy morning for the Career Service. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
That's Christina Kelly there, who's the Deputy Head of the Career Service. So how did it go for you? Feel free, do let us know, 02890 333 105, 0771 055, 0771 055, whatever.